From now through mid-May, the Pratt Museum in Homer is featuring a special show that combines slices of Alaska history with the talents of two local artists to create a thought-provoking exhibit. KBBI's Marsha Lynn has more.
The materials used in the exhibit were found just lying around, says Asia Freeman.
Old stuff, cars, boats, cabins, all that stuff that's hard to throw away.
Freeman and her husband Michael Walsh created the show titled Backyard Alaska. She says Walsh first conceived of the idea while working with what she calls great gems of Alaska history in the form of films from Anchorage's Alaska Moving Image Preservation Association.
Snippets of these could be recast within these objects, like the window of a car, the window of a cabin. Look at stories or myths that are suggested by both the objects and the footage themselves to kind of raise the question of Alaska's kind of enigmatic and romantic power over the imagination that makes us hold on to these objects for so long.
11 years ago, Walsh bought a piece of land in the area, complete with a junked car. He says it was his intention to become a homesteader, but the exhibit flows naturally from his futile efforts.
Didn't do anything on the land, and I just sold the land earlier in the year, but I ripped this car up for this exhibition, so I'm able to have captured something of this failed dream.
The exhibit's sound complements its content.
The ambient sound is coming from the doghouse, but it's meant to refer to the whole space, and it's classic backyard sounds. The bass line is Mossy Kilcher's beautiful Alaska songbird serenades. But we laid on top of that a barking dog who responds to a few gunshots, occasional falling tree, a saw, car pulling up, that kind of thing. Just a backyard situation.
Walsh and Freeman gave a guided tour of the exhibit during the opening reception last week. One stop was a rusty drum, partially filled with water, leaves floating on top, and bright moving images emanating from beneath the surface.
Somebody told me some time ago that the state flower was a 55-gallon drum for Alaska.
Oh.
And all the footage is stuff shot. This is all down at the harbor, too, on 16. It's all abstract, but sort of edited and shot in this concept of just fluid, even like a thick, oily something or another.
A large toy wooden airplane is another relic on display, accompanied by vintage World War II footage punctuated with music.
Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play, bang, bang.
Other backyard objects include an old cabin, polar bear hide, and half a rowboat, all with film, stories, and music to enhance their place in the gallery. Backyard Alaska is on display at the Pratt through May 16th. In Homer, I'm Marsha Lynn.